chapter 12, various gifts within the body of Christ. Brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. You know that when you were Gentiles, you were led away to those dumb idols in whichever way you might have been led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord but in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of service but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities but the same God who empowers them all in everyone. But to each individual is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit of the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith, through the same Spirit. And to another gifts of healings, through the same one Spirit. And to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. All these gifts are energized by one and the same Spirit, apportioned to each according as he is willing to receive it. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit were we all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, and were all made to drink of one Spirit. The body of Christ. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, that would not make it not a part of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, that would not make it not a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where is the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where is the smelling? But now has God set the members, each one of them, in his body, even as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where is the body? But now they are many members, but one body. Therefore the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, on the contrary, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those parts of the body which we think to be less honourable, upon these we bestow more abundant honour. And our unattractive parts have more abundant covering, whereas our more attractive parts have no need of this. But God tempered the body together, giving more abundant honour to that part which lacked it, so that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or one member is honoured, all the members rejoice with it. Now, you are the body of Christ, and each individually members of it. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, then those that do miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administration, and various kinds of language. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak with languages? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you still a more excellent way.